Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD Daily Dose of Daf with Reb T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 104, fascinating stuff about the Hebrew alphabet. The Hebrew alphabet itself is fantastic and amazing. The way that it's constructed, the way Hashem made the letters, the way they stand, and the way that the letters are formulated, their essence, all have special meanings. In general, we know names have special meanings and essences, the verses, the translation, the gematria, all are fantastic. And maybe the source is actually here in Shabbos. So the Gemara goes through different talking about the different letters, starting with Aleph and Bet. They talked about people in the study hall came and they said the likes of which were not even stated in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But the first two letters, the Gemara says, Aleph and Beis stand for Aleph Bina, learn insight, study the Torah. The next two letters, Gimel and Dalet, stand for Gimel Dalim, aid the needy. But the Gemara analyzes the idea of Gimel and Dalet even further, even more fascinating. Why is the leg of the Gimel extended towards the Dalet? Because it is indeed the manner of one who bestows kindness to run after the needy to help them. And why is the leg of the Dalet extended towards the Gimel? It is to indicate that the pauper, the poor person, should make himself available to his benefactor so as not to trouble the benefactor to chase after him. And why is the face of the Dalet turned away from the Gimel? It is to indicate that the benefactor should give the charity to the pauper, the poor person, discreetly in order that he should not embarrass of him. If you think about the way the letters are constructed, even the way that Hashem made the construction of the letters indicates greatness of the ability to understand how we're supposed to be involved with different people and different aspects. We talked about this many times before, how the highest level of tzedakah is giving someone a job, allowing them to stand on their own two feet, giving them the ability to be self-sufficient and self-supportive. It's very difficult for a person to have to ask others for things, very difficult for a person to be reliant on others and be taken care of by others. It's hard for a person's self-esteem, it's hard for their self-respect and their self-sufficiency to do that, especially for a man who's supposed to be the breadwinner, especially for the man who's supposed to support and take care of his family, the wife and the children. So when you're extending yourself to helping out the poor, as the Gemara explains, you're supposed to run after people to help them, run after them to do chesed. You should be rodev chesed, not just ahavas chesed, involved in loving kindness, but actually chasing kindness, chasing opportunities, running after mitzvahs to be able to do them. And if you run after mitzvahs, then the mitzvahs will come toward you and they will be given to you. As Pirkei Avos explains, mitzvah goreres mitzvah, schar goreres mitzvah, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Every mitzvah you do is another chance, another opportunity. You keep running after mitzvahs, you get more mitzvahs to do it. And make sure to do it in private, to make sure to do it in a way that other people don't have to know about it. And the more you do that, the more you bestow kindness, the more you'll be able to do kindness and make sure to do it in the right way, discreetly, not to embarrass the person, to aid the needy. But also remember the Aleph Bina. Remember that the Aleph Beis, the beginning of aiding the needy, before even aiding the needy, is learning insight, studying the Torah, understanding the proper way to do it, how to do it, who to give it to in the right way in order to aid the needy. Because we know Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, even before going about your day, going about learning Torah, we have to help others. We have to have manners and do it in the right way to help out everyone around us. So if we look at the Aleph Beis, we look at the way Hashem constructs the letters and the meaning behind it, we can learn so many things from even the construction of the beautiful letters that Hashem gives us in the Torah and in our way of life. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 105 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.